My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, August 30th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Say bye-bye to summer, everybody. Bye-bye.
And Jason Bishop.
Hope you liked those storms last night.
Like not I did. As much as you, obviously.
I mean, they're Jason fine, had a but... huge grin on his face this morning.
I love
so
it.
So happy.
I've never seen a guy so excited.
It rained so hard for so long, and it just cooled it off. It was just, I loved it.
It started right around 5 o'clock where I live.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's about right.
Horrible timing for my wife. So she works at Lifetime Fitness, and she has a party that she was in charge of. It was almost like a wedding with over 500 RSVPs. I actually put her in touch with Jeff Walker to DJ. Didn't work out there, but she had Richmond John, who was going to just do music in the lobby for people who would walk by.
Okay, yeah.
Then there was like a photo situation set up where they could take a group picture.
Yeah.
There was a red carpet, and then they were to go outside to a pool party.
Okay.
Where there was an acrobat, there was a shot girl, there was all this kind of stuff.
A lot of moving parts.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Started pouring right at 5 o'clock.
It's trouble.
Richmond John saved the day.
Uh-huh.
He's so talented and good that they moved the party inside. It took a while for them to get like the DJ booth and everything that was happening outside inside, but he just kept people entertained by just
good for him.
He's just there by himself with the guitar.
He's a talented musician.
He is the nicest guy out there. So thought of you though last night, because then I was like, let's go out. Once everything got settled, I was like, let's go out. We went to Yard House at Rio in Gaithersburg, and I had two pops.
Sure.
I don't know how you do that every night. I woke up this morning and I just feel so terrible.
Gross.
Two IPAs.
I feel so good every morning when I wake up. It's just my normal.
Yeah.
It's my routine.
You know what I mean? Like if you have cocktails that don't necessarily sit with you, but if you have two beers.
No, when I have two drinks, if I have them too late at night, my stomach feels a little off until I get some food in there.
It also depends too. Like if how big were the beers? Were they 12 ounces?
Were they were small.
16 ounces?
I think I had the 12 ounce.
Okay.
Some Lagunitas IPA.
Yeah, you see, he doesn't have,
he doesn't have the reps.
He doesn't have the
I don't have the reps.
He doesn't have the dedication that this guy over here has.
And then I thought of you because you're driving to Richmond today.
I know.
He drove from Richmond for a 5 o'clock party. I don't know how long it took him to get there. He was kind of lowballing it because there. I noticed when I went to pick up my kid, the traffic on 270 was a show.
Yeah.
It had to have taken him over 3 hours.
Probably.
Of course.
I don't know. I got to race. Like, literally, I got to be here. I got to leave at 10 or 9:56. because I got to be.
You got to go pick up some people.
I got to pick up like three students.
I got 12 spots for you.
No, you don't. Do you?
No, I know.
I thought I did them yesterday. I got to pick up three students and drive them to Richmond where they have like three matches today. I don't have any time to mess around.
Yeah, I mean, he told me, and I don't know what part of Richmond he lives in, if he lives in a suburb and out, you know, whatever, but he said, I said, well, what about if there's no traffic? How long would it take? And he said, 2 hours. And
yeah, it's 2 hours.
It's 2 minutes or two hours and a half.
It's 2 hours to Richmond.
It's at least 2 hours.
Unless there's extraordinary traffic.
But imagine, Eric's going to leave at 11. Imagine leaving Richmond at 1. Mm-hmm. Then driving into the teeth of Beltway traffic.
I don't even want to imagine that.
And then 270?
And then leaving at what time to go back to Richmond?
Well, we went out and had dinner and had my two beers.
Oh, okay. So he stayed.
Had a couple cocktails. I was like, dude, you want to hang out? Sober up. He's a bigger guy. And he had a pizza.
Yeah.
But
that's a long drive back.
He probably left 8:15, 8:30.
Okay, yeah, so he was fine.
He's
probably tired this morning.
Nice check for that.
No. He just said he was just doing it for a friend.
Hold on. He did that freebie jeebie.
I think my wife offered, but
he's?
Yeah.
Well, he,
oh,
what?
You got to hook him.
You got to tip him or something. I
mean, you got to
hook him with dinner.
I mean, he needs more than dinner. The guy drove from Richmond, did a gig. I mean, for free?
He's got to get $100, man.
What? I mean, that is preposterous.
Venmo. Give him gas money. You got to give him gas money.
Yeah, at the minimum, yeah.
I think my wife offered him. That's all I did was make the intro. I wasn't even sure. Then yesterday I became the middleman because my wife had like 20 moving parts.
Yeah.
And she didn't even know if he was coming. I was like,
I mean, he
what
might
do you
be.
Mean? Yeah, I just put you in touch with him.
That's your friend. You got to make sure your wife's taking care of him.
Yeah, he needs to be made whole.
I think she offered.
No, there's no offer. You just ship him the money. Insists that he gets paid.
What was the occasion again? I missed the beginning of the whole thing.
I think it's like a client appreciation party type of thing.
Okay.
So it was like a wedding.
I'm just, you know what?
I know what the budget was. It was a show.
I'm just going to hire Richmond John and not pay him. The guy's ultra cheap.
He used the word hero time, which is a ROM term.
Okay, that is a ROM term.
That is invaluable, Gates.
That is true. It's true.
Are you going to rely on that?
We always do have to credit ROM for two terms. Attention dollars, the hero time. Like those are ROM originals.
But one of the cool things.
I'm stressed. You know, I was stressed yesterday. Stressed again today.
You always stress about travel.
Travel day.
Don't forget to give me your computer, Rick, because I'm doing your fantasy draft tomorrow.
This is your computer for the weekend.
I'm going to draft you a silly team.
I hope so.
What time is your flight?
5:40.
And what time is the draft again?
Tomorrow, 3:30.
Tomorrow, 3 o'clock.
3:30.
I'll put a reminder on my phone for like 2.
Yeah. Are you getting a limo to the airport?
My neighbor's going to drive us.
Yeah. Okay.
Why are you laughing?
Well, I mean, it's just like you're stressed out and you get a limo to the airport and fly first class.
I'm not flying first class.
All right.
I just
He's flying
out.
Nubs class.
But anyway, I got to thank Chris Doreen, of course, and then Chris Doreen's coworker, Caroline Fenton, who also works for the SEC Network.
Okay, yeah.
Because she got me some extra tickets for the Tech Vandy game. She lives in Nashville.
Okay.
I don't know her. I've never met her. Right. Chris never sees her. I got to hook her up a little bit with something, right? Mm-hmm. We're talking about him not hooking up Richmond John.
Yeah, you got a hooker.
What do I get?
Stag's Caroline? Leap.
Bottle of wine.
Nice
bottle of wine and like
a nice
bag or a bow on it.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to see her, so I got to have it delivered. Sent.
You can ship
some
it.
Stag. Yeah,
you
can
just get her address.
Yeah.
You can ship it.
You're good.
I mean, I was just in Napa, so I'd ordered a bunch of nice bottles.
Oh, that's perfect.
I'll hook her up with one of those. Yeah. That's what I'll do.
There you have
it. What if she's not a wine drinker?
Well,
then she regifts it.
That's her fault. You don't have to know all her preferences.
You're putting thought into it.
Okay,
yeah. This is what you do: is you just leave a note, say, "I'm sorry, I don't know if you drink wine or not, but thank you so much for
hooking me."
You don't even need to
put a little note.
Hey, just say thank you so much.
Throw an extra 100 milligram gummy or two in the bag. Just throw that in.
I don't have any of those.
Well, if you have access to them, throw that in the bag.
Right, here's your gummy for the weekend.
What was cool last night, and we talked about it going in, was when I was out at the bar, college football was on.
Of course, it's everywhere.
And the Colorado game was on.
It's the best.
Colorado,
which was awesome.
Nearly got beat.
Did you have Travis Hunter on your fantasy team like I do?
Well, I faced him last night. I was none too happy.
Ooh, were you facing me?
I don't know.
Oh. Yeah, he's.
You're in like 8 college leagues. I probably wasn't facing you.
Well, he's a stud. He'll be in the Heisman running. So will Sanders, but he's put up stupid numbers.
Though my tight end who plays for Utah, who had never heard him before, he found the end zone
three times
last night.
Yeah, hope I wasn't facing.
That's kind
of so. I didn't watch any of the college football, but I did put on the Netflix documentary that you guys were talking about the Connor Stallions and
sign stealing
and everything. It was pretty interesting, man. That guy's basically a genius, and I'm sure lots of teams have their own guys. But man, this is a guy that like went to the Naval Academy.
Mm-hmm.
Had no interest really in being in the Navy or anything. He just went to the Naval Academy. I don't know how he got out of it or whatever, but maybe did do some service. But all along, he just wanted to help Michigan win football games. That's all he wanted to do. And he developed this sophisticated system of a database of all the different signals. And, you know, they barely touched the surface on how he came up with his little system. But you could see on the sideline, I'm sure you guys are maybe more aware of this than I was, but I know that they do sign stealing, but I didn't know how effective it was. I mean, this guy's like, before every play, if it's a pass, he's pointing to the sky. And all of a sudden, you see the whole sideline. They're pointing to the sky, to the defense. That means pass, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you actually see it when you're watching the replay. I'm like, oh, my God. And then apparently, there was a game or two where after he had been caught,
yeah,
and he was on the sideline in a disguise, like Bobby Valentine, mm-hmm, and he's still there, and he's still doing the bit. Pretty fascinating deal, man. I don't know if they should be stripped of anything. Mm-hmm. I think all the teams do it. They just, you know, kind of got caught. It's not illegal to steal signs. It's illegal, though, to videotape practices and to send people to videotape practices. He denied all that, but it looked...
Did he look like he was guilty? Yeah.
Well, just the evidence was kind of overwhelming.
Right. Did he only do it for 1 year, or was it a multiple year?
Oh, I think he was doing it for multiple years. Yeah. He was kind of groomed at it. He went in. So this is the story. When he first went to Navy, it was like 2014. Forgive me if I'm wrong, but I think it was 2014. And he went to Coach Neil Tolo and he said, you know, can I be an assistant coach? And just showed up as a freshman. Be like my nephew, Tyler, just showing up as a freshman going, hey, coach, can I help? And he walked him right over the offensive coordinator. He goes, here you go. Here's your new coach. And, you know, just looking for grad assistants and, you know, student assistants. And he said, what can I do on game day? I mean, like, what would you like me to do? And they go, well, we don't have anybody like deciphering signs. You want to try to figure out signs? And so that was
signs.
So that's that. And they just started that as a freshman at Navy. And he just kind of, he was a specialist. He did it for like 10 years. And he just,
I'm going to watch that. Yeah.
He was just like a genius.
But he got caught.
Well,
and that's why Harbaugh's in the NFL, because he got caught.
Yeah. Well, I don't blame him. I mean, he was just doing what the coaches told him to do.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
And we had Armin Katane on yesterday, who had the new book out. His book starts out mm-hmm. with the presser between Saban and Harbaugh, and right before they're about to play in the college football playoffs, and Saban is asked about the sign stealing or whatever, and he goes there, is the way that Katane shows up, and like Harbaugh kind of denied everything and blah, 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 and Saban kind of starts taking little pot shots in his answer.
If Harbaugh denied anything, he's a liar, because you see the whole sideline.
Of course he is.
Stallions is saying pass, 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 and the whole sideline's pointing to the sky, like before the play snap.
Of course he knew.
I mean,
I think he gave Stallions a game ball at one point.
He did get a game ball.
Yeah.
100%. Now, I mean, it was against like a Nubs game or something, like Central Michigan or something. Yeah. But yeah, he got one.
But you didn't need to see any sign stealing to notice how good Travis Hunter is.
Hey,
and Shedeur Sanders. I mean, the final, the contested touchdown catch by the pylon.
Mm-hmm.
If you just watch like the still picture or even the live, it's a great, great catch.
Well, I mean,
he had three touchdowns, but the one in the end zone where he's basically getting mugged.
Yeah.
He's getting mugged.
Yeah.
Is this going to be just like last year where they're going to win early and then just smoke the rest away, or do they have legitimate talent upgrades?
I think most people think they're going to win five or six.
They got a lot of transfers, but their defense, I think, is still going to be an issue.
Their schedule is very, very, very difficult.
And they're playing the Big 12 and not playing the Pac-12.
And Deion's digging a hole for himself with some of these reporters and networks.
He's getting
and
into scraps with guys, barring reporters.
It could be ugly.
I mean, they were losing most of the game to North Dakota State.
Yeah,
I mean North Dakota State.
I mean, they're studs.
No slouch.
North Dakota State, they're dominant. Their level, but
their level. Yeah. But they have a brand new coach.
Yep.
Colorado should not be messing around.
It's the Big 12.
They were 12-point favorites.
Yeah, I'm not surprised they didn't cover. I would have been surprised if they lost the game. But Sanders is. They're going to have to score a bunch of points.
Yeah, they're going to be in a lot of shootouts.
They're going to be a lot of shootouts. So, but Sanders and Hunter are going to have bomb years if they stay healthy.
Deion, you know, this defensive genius, he didn't get any defensive studs and like transfers.
No, he got some guys, but I don't know.
It's not enough.
I mean, their roster's turned over big time in the last 2 years.
They probably don't have a $20 million NIL budget like Ohio State.
Oh, I bet their NIL budget is big.
I bet it's a lot bigger than Maryland's.
I bet it's pretty big.
Yeah, I bet it's
substantial.
Pretty big.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Dude, I saw somewhere on social that Penn State's wrestler, you might have seen this. There's a wrestler coming back next year for $1.5
million. Mm-hmm.
He's coming back for a fifth year.
Wow.
A wrestler.
Better be the Undertaker.
$1.5 million.
Play that guy's music.
Speaking of wrestlers, we're going to have a wrestler.
Stone Cold.
On the show today, Mercedes Moné,
right,
who is with AEW. She used to be known as Sasha Banks in the WWE, where she was there for 10 years, but now she is in AEW. They've got the Capital Collision show coming up August 30th. She's going to join us at 9 o'clock. Also on the show, Jason's heading to Nashville to see Virginia Tech play. We're going to have the voice of the Hokies, Bill Roth. He'll join us at 9:45, plus Kevin on the movies at 7 o'clock. John Feinstein at 8. That's all right here on the Junkies. You want to chime in, you can always call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. Same number to text us on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can hit us up on X at Junks Radio. We'll open up the Junkie Sports page next. Don't go anywhere.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.